Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Conventional wisdom says that over the past 30 years, the United States has shifted to the right politically. But as David Courtright, a professor of history at the University of North Florida, explains, there's a significant difference between the direction of our political rhetoric and that of our actual policies.
When did America take a right turn? Most people think it began with the chaos of the 1960s and the rise of the new right. Ronald Reagan's 1980 victory confirmed the conservative shift. But how conservative, really, were the four decades after the 1960s? I believe that they were not very conservative at all. The dreams of liberalism's enemies, to overturn the New Deal, to overturn the sexual revolution, to overturn reliance on government, all went unfulfilled. True, Republicans won elections with wedge issues, but they could not govern as reactionaries. Corporate interests, boomer lifestyles, entitlement expectations, and the media weighed too heavily against them. What Republicans could achieve was selective reaction, mostly directed at crime, drug abuse, and welfare dependency. But religious conservatives made little progress on abortion and school prayer. They lost ground on obscenity, gay rights, and legalized vices. Fiscal conservatives watched in dismay. Finally, they turned on George W. Bush. Not a conservative, Rush Limbaugh declared. William F. Buckley, Jr. said the same thing. So that settles that. The Tea Party proves the conservative rebellion is still alive. Slow recovery gives conservatives a fair chance at 2012 success. But whether they can rein in the Washington culture, much less the popular culture, remains in doubt. For historians, for all of us, this is the question that will be answered by the conduct, not the rhetoric, of those who win the next election.
That was the University of North Florida's David Courtright. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Now we see